listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. David Littleproud is standing by his decision not to support an Indigenous voice to Parliament. The Nationals leader believes the solution to closing the gap can't be found at a federal level. He's told the project it needs to be brought down to a local level.
We as a nation and as a government should flip this around in that they shouldn't have to come to Canberra. You in fact can create these mechanisms in local communities.
New NAPLAN data has revealed schools in New South Wales and Victoria have outperformed other states over the past 5 years. New South Wales takes out 9 of the top 10 high schools, WA gets the other, and 8 out of the top primary schools, with Victoria getting the other 2. While Queensland's highest ranking primary school is 33rd on the list. An alleged cocaine super cartel has been dismantled in Europe. 6 different countries have come together with a total of 49 people arrested. More than 30 tons of drugs were seized across Spain, France, Belgium, the Netherlands and UAE. One suspect in Dubai allegedly imported thousands of kilos into the Netherlands in 2020 and 21. And as we approach December, Lego has put out some stats about Christmas, finding Queenslanders are the most keen on barbecues, while New South Welshmen want the best decorated house and Victorians are the most stressed, overwhelmed by the festive season. It's been a sleepless night for Aaron Cadman, who's been named the top pick for the 2022 AFL Draft. The 18-year-old key forward from Country Victoria was picked up by the Giants. While Will Ashcroft says he's stoked to be continuing the Ashcroft name at the Lions, named as pick 2 following a bidding war with North Melbourne.
Very surreal feeling. As you said, I've known for a little while, but it's still a pretty awesome feeling and I've been dreaming of this for a very long time.
And the Socceroos are putting the weekend's win over Tunisia behind them and focusing on Thursday morning's clash with Denmark. Former Socceroo turned commentator Craig Foster has told us he reckons we can get another win.
Particularly in that last 20, 30 minutes, you know, everyone saw an incredible passion they had, you know, the perseverance, flying into tackles. That determination was amazing and they're going to need it to get through against Denmark.
As long as France beats or draws with Tunisia, we just need to draw with the Danish team to get through to the next stage. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, patchy showers and a possible storm for Brisbane, a top of 31 degrees, similar for the Gold Coast and 27. Sunny skies for Sydney, 24 the max, partly cloudy for Melbourne, a top of 19. Same for Hobart, 17 the max, also partly cloudy for Adelaide and 21, while it's sunny for Perth and chasing 37 degrees. Educate yourself on the dangers of the dark web and those who operate there. Search the Children in the Pictures podcast, now available on the Listener app.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.